grandpa that I've known for a lot of years. Somewhere along the way, since I got acquainted with him, he got contaminated with the Holy Ghost. And it's been a very, very positive thing in his life. And for years and years, and I guess he's still licensed with the United Methodist and has pastored for a long time in United Methodist churches, but he doesn't have a church right now. And when you got to preach, you got to preach. And so I just felt like I'd give him the opportunity, whichever one. You want to use that on the ear or this? Okay, just hook him up then. Hallelujah. Native of Adair County. Been around here for years. And as soon as we get a mic on him, he's going to come up and share the Word of God with us. Brother Michael Lemon. Amen. Huh?
I'm not used to these new things. I'm an old timer.
Hallelujah.
Okay. I'll get
it. Okay.
That's it.
All right. We'll get that done. Okay. Well, one thing, she's got it on the wrong ear. That'll go a long way in helping it out. Now try it.
Yes, sir.
Let's see how we're on here. Yep, should be. Okay, hold this one till I till we make sure that everything goes.
Good evening, everybody. Good to see everybody this afternoon. It's a blessing to be here. The Lord has put it on my heart to speak about something that we all deal with every day, all times of our life. It's about time. We know that we're just here on this earth so long, and that's it. Time keeps clicking by. We know that time started in the book of Genesis when God created. It started on earth. Now, time was before then with God. With man, it started then in Genesis. And it ends in Revelations for man on earth. But we know that time is very important. I have found out through the past few years that time just flew by. It seemed like it's been no time since I was a little baby or a little child out in the dirt playing with little metal trucks. It's just something that I'm more aware of nowadays after I got older, that time don't stay still. It just keeps going on and on. And our bodies gets worn out just like an old car does after it goes through a period of time. Before we get into the message, I'd like for everybody to stand, bow your heads, and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I praise your name for giving me this time today. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Gerald and Laverne inviting me to come to speak tonight. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you've blessed me with through the time of life I've had on this earth. Lord, I pray that your spirit will give me the opportunity to bring a message here tonight that's from you, from your spirit, not me, but from you, Lord. Use me as an instrument as you see fit, and this is all in your hands, and I give you the praise for everything. Amen. I've spoke here in this church before years ago. I've been a friend, Brother Gerald and Laverne for years. My son went to school here when he had school here. And he's been singing across the United States. He's with a concert group. And he has been to Australia and sung, and also Hawaii. And he has been to California, Oregon, and Montana, Wyoming. And he's in Minnesota right now. He's been some more places besides that. Anyway, Jonathan, my son, he's been gifted. He's wrote songs, gospel songs, and someday maybe he'll get to sing here and share his gift. But he's been traveling around a whole lot and getting married next month down in South Carolina. Charleston, South Carolina. He's getting married, and we've been getting ready for the wedding. It's been a big thing. Anyway, I am well blessed. I've been a minister for several years. God has blessed me with many different things over the years. I've seen God's healing power happen just snap of a finger. I've seen him heal over a period of time. Of course, my first wife, I lost her about a year and a half ago or something like that. And the Lord introduced me to Marie. And it's all, the Lord had his hand in it. He's had his hand in everything that's went on with me here in the past few years. The old devil has tried to set me on a shelf and not let me minister. But I appreciate Brother Gerald giving me an opportunity to come here to share with y'all tonight. I've been kindly in the boat here lately, or in the past, but I'm going to get out of the boat. God's gave me the opportunity to get out of the boat. I've got the opportunity to go to the hospital and be the chaplain there for a week and to go and share at the nursing home. And also, I'm going to go preach in the jail here pretty soon. So God is opening doors for me, even though I don't have a church right now. But he's opening doors for me, and I praise his name. And I know the Lord has got a use for me during this time in my life. So time, as I said a while ago, time is running out. Time is running short. And what I'm saying is, brothers and sisters, you be all you can be with this time God has gave you on this earth. And some people might say, well, I'll wait till tomorrow to do something for God. No, brothers and sisters, now is the time to do something. Because now is the time we have life. Now is the time that we're able, got the health and the ability to be alive, you know. So God wants us to be all we can be with this time he has gave us. And that is my message tonight. I'm going to read from the book of Ecclesiastes, 3rd chapter. It talks about several viewpoints of time here in Ecclesiastes. He says, to everything, the 3rd chapter of Ecclesiastes, you have your Bibles, you can follow me. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. So there's time to be born on this earth, you know. That's when time starts with us on earth, is when we're born. And it goes on, and it's a time to die. And we got to understand that, as being here on this earth. And it's time to plant, a time to pluck up, which is planted. I've planted things when it wasn't time to plant. Like taters, you ever plant potatoes? You plant them when the sign's right. And potatoes, usually a good time to plant potatoes is Good Friday. And you usually have a pretty good crop if you plant them Good Friday. But one year, I didn't know nothing about that. I planted me some potatoes, and I had the prettiest vines you ever seen. And I never had any potatoes. Never made hardly a potato. Made all vines because I didn't plant them at the right time. And so that's what happened there. And it says here, the third verse, it's a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. During a time of war, you know, sometimes there are times to kill. You have to do that in order to protect the innocent. Also, it's a time to kill when we might need something to eat. Might need to kill us an animal so we have a meal, you know. So it's important that we use time wisely, the way God tells us to use it. It says a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. So there are time to weep and there are time to laugh and a time to mourn. If we do those things when it's not the right time, you know, it kind of comes back and bites us, you know. Everything got to be done on in the right time. I remember I used to work on automobiles, and a lot of times I'd take the motor apart, but I'd find out why it wasn't running right. Put plugs in it and work on the carburetor and all that, and still wouldn't run right. Then I'd check the timing, and the timing would be off on the engine. And if timing's not right, when that piston comes to the top of the block, the spark won't hit if it's not right, and it won't run right if it gets out of time. So you got to have your motor in time. That's the way it is with our life. We got to have it in time. Everything got to be in the right time, or it ain't going to work right. It says a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. There are times to embrace, when people are hurting. It's time for us to hug them and tell them that we're there for them and we're with them. There are time for that. We're supposed to do that. And it's a time to rend, a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. There are times that we're supposed to sow our crops in the springtime. We sow them when it's not springtime, sow them in the wintertime. We won't get a harvest. So there are time for that. God's got a time for everything. And there are times to keep silent in different situations, you know. When you're in church, it's time for you to be quiet and let the speaker speak. Or if you're in school, it's time for you to be quiet and let the teacher speak. If you're not silent, you will interrupt it where it won't be an effective class or ministry service or whatever if you don't keep silent at the time you're supposed to. Also, there are times to speak. God wants us to speak up, too. And I've seen a lot of people in church that sit like they're baptizing prune juice or something like that, or green persimmons. They wouldn't say amen if it killed them. If it saved their life. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't say amen. I have preached my heart out in churches, some churches I have pastored, and they wouldn't say amen, praise the Lord, or do nothing like that. That, like it's a sin, say amen. But I'm telling you, God wants us to praise His name with our mouth. He wants us to speak praises of our mouth. And it's a time for us to do that. It's time for us to rise up and speak the voice of God above the voice of the devil. We're living in a time that people will listen to the devil's music more than will God's music. So we got to get God's voice louder than the devil's voice in this world we're living in. It's a time to love and a time to hate. It's a time to love, you know. All time we're supposed to love our neighbors as ourselves and love thy God, that we got to obey those two commandments in order to make it to heaven. But also there's a time to hate sin. We're not supposed to love sin. We're supposed to hate things of the world that causes us to go into sin. It's a time of war and a time of peace. We know that they are a time of war. And situations in this world. I spent 21 years in the military and all. I spent close to nine years, full-time Army, and then the rest of it is in the National Guards. And I know that it's a big sacrifice for the young men and women to go to war. We got a war going on right now, and we need to be realizing that this time in history that's going on today is a dangerous time, and we need to be taking advantage of every day we have in this world, because we're not promised a tomorrow, and we got to understand that today is a day of salvation. Today is a day to receive the Holy Ghost. Today is a day to get in line with the Lord, not tomorrow, not next day, but right now, this moment in your time of life. Because we don't know if we'll be alive tomorrow or not. So it's so important for us to be ready at all times for the Lord. If you have your Bibles, turn to chapter 24, Matthew chapter 24. Jesus is talking about the end of time here. And these are some things we need to pay close attention to. The Lord is going to be coming again someday. We don't know when He's going to come, but we need to be ready for it. That's what it's all about. We need to be ready for Him 24 hours a day. It says here in 24th chapter, verse 1 of Matthew. It says, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and His disciples came to Him for to show Him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See you not that all these things, verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as He sat up on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto Him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So we can look around and we can look at what's going on today. We're seeing that there are war going on. There are many armies over there in the Far East gathered up together, and the Bible speaks of those things. And we just got to understand that we're living in a time that's unique in man's history. We're living in a time that man has never. We live in a time that we've seen cell phones, computers, and our forefathers didn't see those things. Seem like things is happening that's unbelievable to man every day. These big inventions, and man's getting smarter and smarter every day. They're getting so smart, man's getting so smart. Man thinks he don't have to have prayer in school, don't have to have the commandments in school, think abortion's all right, think same-sex marriage is all right. Man is thinking he is above God. So we're living in a time that we people that says we are Christians, we need to stand up and let the world know that Jesus is alive and well. He hasn't died on the cross and stayed there. He got off of that cross 2,000 years ago. He was put in a tomb. He resurrected. So he's alive today. We got to let the devil know he's more alive than he is. And what's wrong with people today? They're afraid to praise God. We don't have the boldness. I've been guilty of it. I'm speaking to myself, same as everybody else. We're living in a time that people are ashamed of God. They don't praise His name. They don't glorify Him. I found out when I'm down and out and it seems like ain't no way out, if I could just start praising God, He will lift me up and put me back on my feet again. And the devil will try to take God's people down. Don't think he won't. If you're a preacher, you're in a position to do something for God, the devil will try to take you down. And the way you get back on your feet, you start praising God. And let the devil know you're alive and well, and don't let him take you down. Because greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. So we're living in a time, we got to realize that. The devil wants to put a damper on this church. He wants to put a damper on all churches. He wants to get people sitting around acting like Jesus ain't alive. People sitting around that won't praise the name of the Lord. You start praising the Lord right now at this time in your life. If you want to have happiness and joy beyond man, you start praising God. Start lifting Him up. It's time that we do that. It's time that we get off the shelf, brothers and sisters, and stand up for Jesus and let people know He's alive and well. If you've got a gift of any kind, you need to use it for the Lord. During these days we're living in, because time is running out. The coming of the Lord is getting closer and closer every day. I'm not no young man anymore myself. And God is telling me, hey, Michael, get out there and use your gift for me with what time you've got left. Tell other people that Jesus is there for them. He's there to heal their bodies. He's there to bring salvation to their lives. He's there to fill them with your spirit. And I know that I have failed God many ways in my life. I need to be more than what I am. But I know this. God is telling me that time is short. And I need to be all I can be for Jesus at this time I have. It says, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. Now we've seen those things happen here lately. Famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. We've seen tornadoes here in the past little while wipe out a lot of people. Tsunami wiped out a bunch of people in Japan. Earthquakes. Katrina just a few years ago wiped out a bunch of people. We've seen those things happen in diverse places. And he said, oh, these are the beginnings of sorrows. We haven't seen nothing yet. Those are just the tip of the iceberg. What can happen? Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many offend and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. So we see a lot of hate going on nowadays. We see a lot of people offending others. We see a lot of that going on. And we people that says we are Christians, we're the ones that stand in the gap and make a difference to those people out there that's lost. Those people that's hating and don't have joy in their life. I know before I was a Christian, before I was saved, I had no joy in my life. It's just like a big bottomless pit. I could never get it full. Life was like a bottomless pit if you don't have Jesus in your heart. If you got Jesus in your heart, you know He's going to take care of you through all storms, through all trials. He will be with you through all things that can be impossible to man. We know that the Lord can help us overcome any situation. And it says, many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Now, we've seen many false prophets here in the last days, here in these days we're living in. A lot of people has led people astray. A lot of people started out, seemed like on the right foot for the Lord, and ended up getting full of pride and hunger for money, and they sell out to the devil. We've seen that happen with a lot of people. And so we got to understand, we're not fighting a battle against flesh and blood. We're fighting a spiritual battle. And the only way we can win the spiritual battle is through Jesus. We've got to let Jesus fight that battle for us. He's the only way. And anytime we try to solve problems on our own, we're messing up, because we can't. We got to have Jesus there to help us. He's got to be with us at all times. And He will look for every weakness we have in our life at this time, at your time in life. He will try to find every weakness that you have and try to pry into that weakness and cause you to lose your joy. Lose the joy. He'll try to steal the joy from you. The devil will constantly do that. That's the reason it's so important to stay in fellowship, stay in church, stay in prayer, stay in His Word. And that's how we stay strong in the Lord. And if you haven't been doing those things, try doing those things, and you'll find out you'll have more joy in your life. You'll have more happiness in your life if you can do those things. Time will catch up with us before we know it. We have to ask ourselves, do I spend time in prayer? Take time for granted, you know. Sometimes we take time for granted. We think that everything's going to be here tomorrow like it was today. That's the way the world looks at things. They think time is just going to last forever. I thought that when I was a boy. I thought time was just going to keep going on, you know, for me. But I'm beginning to see that time is coming up, is running out. We're running a race in life. It's like running a race. And in order to make it to the finish line, we got to stay in line with the Lord. We got to stay in line with Him. We got to stay in the favor of the Lord. When we praise His name, when we worship the Lord and learn His Word and live according to His Word, the more favor that we get with the Lord. Sometimes it takes more than just prayer to get close to God. Sometimes we need to fast and pray. Need to fast and pray. Does everybody here fast and pray? Sometimes I fail. You can look at me and tell that. I don't fast and pray enough. But I know one thing. When we fast and pray and be earnest about it to the Lord, He will come in and take over. The spiritual part of our body will take over. Our body is made up of both flesh and spirit. And when we fast and pray and praise the name of Jesus, the spirit part kicks in. The flesh might fail you, but the spirit can keep you going. No matter what, the spirit can keep you going. Just like Samson, spirit gave him the strength to fight all those Philistines with a jawbone of ass. Gave him the strength. But when his hair was cut off, that spirit left him because he disobeyed God and he lost his power, his strength. So in order to keep the strength of God, we have to stay in His will in order to keep the power of the Lord with us, the power in our prayers in our life. I'll read a little more here in 2 Timothy 3rd chapter. It says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Now, we can see a lot of that going on today. Men are more lovers of themselves than they are of the Lord. People worship man more than they do the Lord these days. We need to put God first and worship Him. Understand, He's the one that gives us every breath of life that we breathe, every day of life we have. He gives us time here on this earth. It says, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth-breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce despisers of those that are good. People despise you that's not of the Lord. They despise you when you live for the Lord. They don't really accept you. The Bible says when we know the Lord, we're not the majority, we're the minority of the world. By knowing Jesus Christ, so we're outnumbered. We're outnumbered like David was when he went up against Goliath. David went up against Goliath, but David went up against him with boldness because he had Jesus in his, he had God in his heart. So he won the battle because he had God in his heart. It says, having a form of godliness, but not in the power thereof. From such turn away. There are some people. They say, I love Jesus all the time. But they don't believe in the Holy Ghost. They don't believe in the power of the Lord. They just believe in singing songs and say, I love Jesus. But they really don't love Jesus. If a person really loves Jesus, they show it with their life. And so, all of us has to run an assessment of our life, including myself. Where am I at with the Lord? What am I falling short of? What do I need to do more of this time in my life? Because I only have so much time. He says, for of this sort are they that which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So, we know what God's Word says, and it says for us to live for the Lord this time in our life. We only have so much time here, and what time we have, we need to make it count every day, every hour, every minute. Keeps ticking by. Time keeps ticking by. I start looking at myself in the mirror, and I see more gray hair. See a few more gray hairs every day. I know I'm getting older. I know time's getting shorter. It's ticking by, ticking by. And I know that I'm going to have to use my time wisely with what time I got left here, because if I don't, it's going to get away from me before I know it. So be all you can be for Jesus with your time here on earth. If you need God's healing hand, you come up and get His healing hand. Receive His healing hand. If you need forgiveness for your sins, and if you need prayer to empower you to be all you can be for Jesus, accept this prayer. Accept these prayers. Accept what Jesus has for you here. Jesus has got a table here for you. It's got food on it. It's got food on it for every need you have. He's got food on this table to heal your body. He's got food on this table to lift you up and put a smile on your face and put joy in your heart. He's got food here on the table to give you forgiveness, to give you happiness, to give you financial help. All those things is on the table here for the Lord. The Lord's got it here for you, I mean, from the Lord. And a person at this time in their life, they can either take it, accept it, or they can reject it. That's our choice. God gives us a choice. And I know many times I wish that I'd have went up and received the food that the Lord had for me, that I didn't do it. I suffered for it. One moment of prayer can solve a whole lifetime of problems. So, at this time in your life, if you have a need of any kind, let the Lord touch that need. Because you don't know if you got tomorrow or not, or next day, or another minute. It's a blessing to live every second. It's a miracle that we are alive. The Lord takes care of us. Don't get me wrong, He takes care of us. But He gives us every breath of air we breathe. So, Jesus is saying, be all you can be for Him while you're here on this earth. Leave an impression. Be all you can be for Jesus. You never know what God can do. He spoke through a donkey. He spoke through me today. I might be kind of like a donkey up here behind this pulpit. I don't know. But I'm telling you, His word is going to get out one way or the other. If He has to put His word through a donkey, He'll do it. So I'm giving you the word tonight from God's word. Now's the time to take advantage of all the benefits the Lord has for you. At this time, we'll have an invitational song. If anybody here to lead an invitational song, or I have an invitation.